Unemployment has hit a new high in the United States. Over 15 million people are looking for work, with the jobless rate hitting 10.2% in October. That figure's the highest in over 25 years. Although job losses did slow month on month, the US President Barack Obama is calling it a sobering reminder of the challenges facing the US economy. A tiny group of protesters has welcomed the G20 finance ministers to St Andrews in Scotland. They're meeting to follow up on talks in September aimed at pulling the world economy out of its slump. Ahead of the meeting, the British chancellors warned of a decade of low growth and high unemployment. Those jobless figures put a dampener on Wall Street. The Dow's just in the positive, up 17 points. Similar figures for the other indices. Shares in Europe also fell after the US jobs figures were released, although markets did recover as the day went on. London's FTSE gained 0.33%, with British Airways' announcement that it's cutting 1,200 jobs, giving the market a kick along. A slower day in Germany, the DAX picked up just 7 points. Australia closed the week on a high, with both the majors closing up close to 2%. And the dollar's back up over 91 US cents. That's ABC Business News.